welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on this fine Wednesday. And thanks a lot, Luke. You and Brian taking down that clown that I didn't even know his name, but you told me he's out of the race now. Well, you know, there were a couple Republicans that were like, dude, shut up. Yeah, they are fascists too, because look at their policies. And that's what all the Republicans say. Well, we supported Trump's policies. That was his policy, man. Fascism, hatred, racism, sexual molestation of anybody. I'm just like, okay, so Ted Cruz, back to Black History Month. Leave it to Ted Cruz, right? He's offended by the fact that Joe Biden has already stated that it's going to be a black woman that he wants to appoint to the U.S. Supreme Court, right? Never happened before. But guess what? That was the whole platform of the Democratic Party when Bernie Sanders and the progressives put that forth. And, of course, Joe Biden, you know, he decided that would be good on his platform, too. Of course it would. You probably wouldn't have got elected if you didn't. So, yeah, give credit to James Clyburn, guy who's done the most for slaves of anybody I've ever seen in Congress, right? I can't stand the guy. Anyway, so Cruz, he's out there. He's offended. His statement, if you're a white guy, tough luck. Yeah, I guess so, Cruz. You know, only a white guy could say something so stupid, being that 114 out of 120 justices have been white men. But here's the thing. Is he really a white guy? I mean, Cruz? Is that a white guy's name? Oh, yeah, he hates the people at the border, too. But when Texas has a failure in heat, he's off to Mexico. How do people vote for scum like this, man? What is your excuse? Give me a call. We know that some people do like to call and make a fool of themselves. I have a hard time letting people do that. One, because I just, it turns my stomach. It's like, why do I want to, you know, have a radio show or fill in on a progressive radio station and take fascist calls, let them have their little platform? I last like 5-10 seconds usually, something like that. But it's my show, so I'm going to continue to probably do that. I can't tolerate people that are intolerant of anything but themselves, right? Why should I tolerate that? What makes you better than everybody else? Most often, the people that act and get accolades from everybody thinking they're better than everybody else, you know, big sports athlete, Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, those guys sound like they know what they're doing off the field too, right? Maybe that has something to do with why you failed on the field. I don't know how that works, right? Karma. You guys all believe in God, right? Whoever's the most pure out there is going to win. Maybe that's Joe Burrow's. You know, I hate using sports as an analogy, but that's all a lot of people care about now is entertainment and convenience and at the expense of basically everything on the planet. I noticed that Quick Trip went to using, you know, these straws that, well, they're biodegradable. They're so biodegradable you can't get your third slurp through and they're falling apart. But nice try. But I don't use straws anyway, man. There's a lot of things that I don't do anymore because I know it's really down to me. I have to change me. I can't make everybody else do what we all should be doing. Now, I'm not going to tell everybody they should quit eating meat. But I'm on day 10, and I'm going to do it again. And I'm not craving it. You get enough protein, you don't really crave meat. I mean, that's why you crave meat, just for the protein. Or the savagery, I guess. We did come from Neanderthal. Yeah, that's interesting. I referred to some people as Cro-Magnon, and then I basically looked it up. Well, Cro-Magnon and Neanderthals. No, so why did... Okay, so Neanderthals were actually the indigenous tribes. And the Cro-Magnon were the earliest Europeans. And they did the same thing we did in America. They basically, oh, and they also, you know, they took some of the Neanderthals. I guess they said they you know, bred together, but they probably used them as slaves. Think about it. That's how far back this goes. So I guess I'm Neanderthal and not Cro-Magnon. I see we've got a phone call, and I'm going to go to Mark and from the SAC. Good morning.
Yeah, we don't know quite what happened there. There's an interesting book, Last Ape Standing, that talks about the whole thing, that the Neanderthals may have, you know, believe in evolution. They just kind of weren't adapted to the changing weather conditions. And remember, the Cro-Magnon men that were coming into Europe were probably black because they're coming out of Africa, that because that's the wellspring where all humanity has come from.
Yes,
all
there wasn't any pale skin till... Right, you're right. There wasn't pale skin until thousands of years later.
It's just an adaptation to, you know, to
climate.
The places in the world where you live.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, what hemisphere you're in, and that. But it's the intellectual dishonesty that we see out there. I mean, our friend CJ that calls in doesn't even really use his real name, that which is kind of talking about Fox News. You know, is speaking the real truth all the time, yet somebody's not truthful enough to use their own name when they call into the radio. I mean, and let you know, if you write a letter to the editor, your name had to. Paper won't publish it unless you use your name. I mean, you can't use a fake name. It's like the trolls that are out there that post their name with a false name on, you know, on different Facebook pages. You know, they call themselves Jose Jimenez, and maybe that's the guy's real name, but that actually was a gag line from a comedy show from back in the late 50s, early 60s, that, and then it's some kind of pretty racist tropes I've seen, you know, posted by that individual. But I mean that it's the intellectual dishonesty, and for these people that claim to be Christians, but yet they ignore, you know, one of the thing, you know, main things, you know, that how do you join Jesus in heaven? It was Matthew 25:35. I mean, that you're supposed to treat your fellow man. You know, that if he's hungry, you feed him. If he's naked, you clothe him. If he's a stranger, you welcome him. That. And some of these Texans now that are facing another cold snap, that, and the reason of all the problems, they had the problems down in Texas last year, is because Texas had cut themselves off from the rest of the country. Say, oh, we'll be independent. Well, we're all independent with our power grids and stuff these days. So that we're all one, we're supposed to be human to one another. I mean, that, and for those that can't be human, I just don't understand. I mean, I get tired of hearing Mike Lindell complain about cancel culture. Well, that I wouldn't use one of his pillows for anything. That I just, like you said, I mean, that it is just the hypocrisy that's out there now. I mean, Newt Gingrich has raised his bloated head again, and, you know, that people forget the man left Congress in disgrace. I mean, and part of that disgrace was Rupert Murdoch and Rupert Murdoch coming to this country to become a citizen. I think Newt Gingrich was kind of helping him out back then.
Cool enough, man. But I just, after you mentioned Gingrich, you made me, like, throw up in my mouth a little bit. You know, there's another guy. What did we find out about him? Oh, well, his wife was dying. He's using thousands of dollars for his girlfriend to buy jewelry. I mean, ethics and family values. That's what the Republicans are about. But what I don't get is these foxhounds thinking that, what, you think I'm glued to MSNBC and CNN? You think I get my marching orders from those clowns? They all are. They're all being paid to mislead people or to at least not uncover all the truth that's out there about this entire nation, and about how it's not a work shortage yet that we're suffering. It's a wage shortage and benefits shortage so that people can, you know, travel into space. And not just the billionaires. Hey, man, you got a million? You can go for a ride. 20-some-year-old, you know, spoon-in-his-ass kid going to take a ride into space while there's thousands of people literally suffering and dying every day on this planet. It's gross, man. That's what happened to me too. On you know, I didn't stop eating meat because I want to be like totally healthy, kind of thing. Because I just don't think that was what it was. It was looking into the eyes of all the animals I see, right? And all the videos, watching videos of, oh, that one chimp that was dying. She was old and couldn't get her to do anything. And here came the doctor that had been there for decades that knew her, right? And she starts screaming and smiling. And I mean, how, look, if I can eat an animal, who's to say that I wouldn't eat people when it came right down? When there's no animals left, what are we going to eat? Huh? You guys that are on meat. I'm eating nuts and berries and grains, and I do feel better too. It is kind of silly that I could have been doing this my whole life. And a friend of mine from high school who suffered I believe he had a stroke or a heart attack and diabetes and all this stuff. He was just in terrible shape, and he's been on this diet for I don't know how many months, and now he's off two of the three meds for his diabetes, and they expect him to be balanced out real soon, as long as he continues it. Ah, real happy for you, John Bennett. Real happy for you. Nice, another nice guy. And we didn't always agree on politics. Probably still don't, but geez, you know, can't we agree that we're all human somewhere? I mean, can't we understand that it's not about the color of your skin or, man, it's about what kind of person you are. There's good people everywhere. And people that are suffering the most are some of the nicest people you'll ever meet or would ever want to meet, man. We got Terry in the North Woods. What's going on?
Well, man, sometimes I'm out motivating, you know, at 5 o'clock, 4:30.
Oh, you get up late, Terry. You get up late.
There you go. Yeah. But anyway, if I have to go to Quick Trip or whatever's open and there's somebody gassing up, you know, in the other lane over there, I holler over at them. I say, God, Republicans think you're lazy. Look at you. You're up at, it's 4:30 and you're up getting after it. My God, the Republicans are wrong after all. You're not lazy.
Exactly.
I get a big chuckle out of that.
I know. There's so many things that they turn on us that actually describe legislators better than anybody, right, Terry?
Right. Right.
I mean, I know good legislators. I hate this, that I have to call out legislators and say they shouldn't get the kind of money and benefits they get that we allow them to have through our taxes. But damn it, it's come down to that. It should be based on performance, just like football, right, Rogers? Thanks, Terry. We got to go to a break.